a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Our state government. Mike's been doing this for a long time. It's great to see you again. It's been a long time. Thank you for being here, Mike. CSG is just fabulous. On behalf of all of us, we'd like to thank the Doctor of the Day for being here with us. For those of you who don't know, Doctors of the Day volunteer their time and come and either have somebody else pick up whatever practice they have, but we've been pretty busy. I know Dr. Kleinberg has been very busy today, but more important than the fact that he is the Doctor of the Day, he's a former naval officer. So on behalf of Senator Brown and me, Dr. Kleinberg had a Navy career of over 40 years. He was a flight surgeon on the Nimitz and was senior medical officer on the Nassau, and he retired in 2007. He had a practice in Sisseton for a number of years and is now retired in Britain. It's really great to see you. Thank you, and go Navy. You know, the personal privileges. Okay, we'll move on to reports of standing committees. Thank you.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 23 and recommends that said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 35 and recommends that said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rave, Chair.
Consideration of the reports of joint select committees, please.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangement for a memorial service for the 90th legislative session as found on page 47 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 90th legislative session as found on page 48 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried is so adopted.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the distribution of official documents for the 90th legislative session as found on page 48 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried is so adopted. First reading of Senate bills. Do we have many? Okay. Thanks.
Senate Bill 72, an act to provide an exemption from certain excavation requirements in an emergency.
Senate Bill 72 is assigned to the Committee of Commerce and Energy. We have one bill today, and we'll slow things down for this purpose. This one bill will be called for second reading. We already had the first reading. It went to committee and now is on the floor. And the Senate wishes to dispense with this, and we are going to bring it up now. And so this will be for final action for individuals who are watching here or listening. And we will now proceed to second reading of Senate bills, please, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 28, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to sell certain extraneous real property to the City of Brookings to deposit the proceeds in the School and Public Lands Trust for the benefit of South Dakota State University and to declare an emergency.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 28, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Good afternoon, Senator Tiedemann.
Good afternoon. Thank you, and members of the body. Senate Bill 28 is brought to you by the Board of Regents and SDSU, authorizing them to sell a small parcel of land. It's lots 4 and 5. It abuts the right-of-way of the railroad, and it's landlocked by the City of Brookings property. It has the emergency clause on it because the city's shop and storage unit burnt down last spring. They were set to build, and then they found that there was this parcel of land that the university had used along the railroad for unloading coal. It hasn't been used for 35 years. It has been appraised. It was appraised in November, and the appraisal was $8,900. The money from this sale would go into the School and Public Lands Trust designated for South Dakota State University. And there's a pamphlet on your desk that talks about those funds. So the timing is perfect. There's also a map that shows you the size and the parcel land where it's located. It's landlocked. They do have an easement to get to it, but that's mainly to get in and control weeds. The emergency clause is there so that the city, once the bill has been passed and signed by the governor, the city can start construction on their shop and storage shed. I urge your approval of Senate Bill 28. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 28. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It requires a two-thirds majority vote because of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Olin.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano. Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Excuse, please.
White.
Aye.
Valley. Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 28, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title's approved. That's it for today's business announcements. Any announcements? Senator Kamak.
Thank you. Senate Ag and Natural Resources will meet in room 412 on Tuesday, January 20th at 10 a.m. This will be an organizational and informational meeting.
Thank you. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary Committee will meet on Tuesday at 8 a.m. We'll have a short presentation from the Attorney General on his office and then consider two Attorney General bills. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Peters.
Good afternoon. Say we're going to start appropriations next week with our first agency. We're going to listen to the Department of Education all week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll start from 8 and go till noon.
Senator Kurd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce, 10 a.m. Tuesday morning, a full slate of bills for your viewing pleasure.
Excellent. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education on Tuesday, 7:45, room 423, and we'll be meeting with the presidents of our technical schools.
Excellent. Okay. Drive safely, everyone, and we'll see you Tuesday. Madam Secretary.
Senator Frericks moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.